You're listening to Dine to Learn More with Trevor and Laura. Dine to Learn More is where we talk about death and bereavement to deepen our understanding of this inevitable part of life.
Hello, I'm Trevor Josephson.
And I'm Laura Salimian. And this is Dine to Learn More, the podcast we've put together. Trevor, I was thinking today we could talk about grief and the holidays.
Excellent topic, Laura. We are coming into that time of the year that brings forward a lot of different holidays that people recognize. Family traditions are attached to these holidays, and it's very difficult time of year if you are struggling with grief and loss.
Right. And I think this is why it would be a good episode to do. And I think one of the main words you said that to me stick out is the traditions. We have these traditions of different things we do with our families and loved ones. And when you're missing a very important loved one,
yes,
it's very hard to continue.
Exactly. And these traditions, as you note, come with expectations.
Right.
You know, we expect to be have family with us, especially those who are closest to us. And those, that person who's closest to us might be the person that we have lost and
right.
we are grieving for, who has died. So these expectations that we have also kind of flow over into society in general. At this time of year, there's an expectation that we're all very happy and joyful and lots of smiles and lots of celebrating going on, which can really be a huge contrast for someone when they're not really feeling like celebrating. They're not feeling that joy in their hearts at this time of year. And so they might feel really on the outside of everything.
Right. And a lot of our holidays have food involved, and sometimes the lack of appetite or just it doesn't even taste like food. It's hard to pull yourself out of it, you know.
Right.
People think, oh, we'll just eat some of the food, it'll make you feel better, but
it doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't taste
right?
the same.
It doesn't feel the same. Being in those traditional experiences that people have this connection with their loved one around. And,
mm-hmm.
and that makes it very, very challenging at this time of year for people who are grieving. So that's why we really want to delve into this and explore what people can do to help themselves during this time
right.
of year.
Yeah. I know one of the things that I've heard over the years through people is, you know, their family and loved ones saying, well, they would have wanted, they love this time, they love this song, they would have want you to be here. You know, how do you, what advice do you give when you have people who are struggling with the expectations of being present at these places?
Right, yes. Talking about it is really important. You know, opening space for others who are grieving to talk about their loss at this time of year. Some people might feel like they can't bring that topic up because they don't want to be a downer. You know, they don't want to, they say, oh, everyone's so happy and this is supposed to be a happy time of year, so I can't talk about my grief, my
mm-hmm.
feelings around the loss. And that just isolates a person. So, giving oneself permission to talk about the loss and the thoughts and feelings that go with that, you could still have that in the environment of the holiday season.
Right.
You know, we can make room for that. In fact, it might lead to something really beneficial for everybody, because then instead of the avoidance of talking about the loss and the missing person here in the room, we can include them in a different,
right.
in a very different way, but, you know, maintaining that continuing bond by including the person in the
mm-hmm.
holiday celebration.
Yeah, and there's little things that can include. I know I found this little gold bell that had the initial of my brother's name, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And so it's always on my tree, and sometimes if I'm thinking of him, I just give it a little jingle.
Sure.
And it's a pretty sound, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's that, like you said, it's he's here with
yeah.
me in the
yeah.
way I like to remember.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing to do. We don't have to leave our loved ones behind, you know,
mm-hmm.
this concept of oh, I have to move on, you know. Moving forward in your life doesn't mean that you have to leave your loved one behind who has died. You just find a new way to carry them forward with you.
Right.
And including them, perhaps, in a new and different way in the holiday traditions. Giving yourself that permission to express your feelings, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, some people find that they still have those tears that need to be cried. They still have those inside. It's very important that they don't hold them inside, that they still let them out. Even if it's feels in contrast to what everyone else is feeling around them.
Right. And I think it's also important to note that a lot of people think, well, this is the first holiday without them. But it could be the 10th holiday without them, and you could still feel the need to cry.
Sure.
Still feel the need to talk about them. It doesn't go away.
Most definitely. Why would it go away?
Yeah.
Right? You still hold that person in your heart, and you still feel the love for them. But there's still also going to be sadness that they aren't here.
Yeah.
Being tolerant of yourself and your limits at this time, there could be a lot of demands. As we said, there's expectations around
mm-hmm.
the holiday season. Oh, so-and-so always does this, or we always do that. And if one feels that they want to do that and they have the energy for it, by all means, that could be very helpful for them in their healing journey. However, if they feel like, you know, I just don't feel like I can do that,
right.
or I just don't feel like I want to do that, I feel like it's going to be a real stretch for me, and it's going to cause, you know, unnecessary stress.
Right.
Right? Then by all means, they can discuss that with their family and express what their needs are. And
what they can bring, or what they're capable of, what the capacity of their, you know, maybe it is not staying the whole time. Maybe saying, I might leave,
mm-hmm.
and I might not say goodbye, just let me,
right.
you know, let me leave if I need to leave.
Yeah.
Like, don't make me feel bad.
And not to be scared to voice that need
mm-hmm.
that they have at this
yeah.
time. You know, people will understand.
Yes. People want to understand. People
yeah.
always want to be helpful. So you're
and if they don't, yeah,
them.
But you know what, Laura? If they don't understand, that's okay.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
Because they might not really understand what it's like for that individual who's
true.
Grieving. And maybe they can't be expected to understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so eliminating unnecessary stress maybe is part of that, you know, lowering expectations, adjusting schedules,
mm-hmm.
Changing how we do things perhaps, minimizing how we do, you know, instead of doing the big grand thing, maybe just doing something smaller.
Right, and asking for help, maybe if it's something, a meal you usually make, maybe you ask others to help.
Yeah.
So you're not taking it all on yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And part of that, too, is increasing the time that you spend with people that you find are supportive.
Right.
That do understand. You know, you everyone probably knows who those people are in their life. And there might be some that are not as understanding. So, you know, you want to increase the amount of time that you spend with those people that do have that that caring connection that you feel, you know, that you get something from, that you need for this difficult time.
Yeah, you're accepted to be who you are being at that moment.
Right. Yeah, we really encourage people to be alert to the risks of isolation
mm-hmm.
during a time like this. At any time, isolation is always a huge risk to one's well-being.
Right.
And people find at a time during the holidays when there's more social activity perhaps happening, that can increase their sense of being sidelined or isolated.
Right, yeah. It's a difficult time.
And doing what's right for you during the holidays, knowing what that is, you know, checking in with oneself and saying, you know, what is going to work for me, you know? What is going to be beneficial for me? You know, someone might have to sit down and really ask themselves some questions about it. They might get a piece of paper and start mapping it out, you know?
Right.
And so they really have a good sense of what is going to be beneficial for them and what they want to change.
Yeah, and also changing it so that you know, like, okay, maybe this special dinner we have, this is the thing I'm not looking forward to. I feel like I'm going to struggle.
Yeah.
So how, what can I do to work around that that'll make me feel better?
Mm-hmm.
Is it not attending, or is it attending but in specific ways? That,
exactly.
Yeah.
We're talking about planning ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No. Well, I know that this is always something that comes up on the calendar, or this is always in a, well, know ahead of time that, like you said earlier, you know, maybe I'll attend that event, but maybe I'll give myself permission to leave early,
mm-hmm.
you know, knowing what's coming up ahead and knowing what one wants to do and what one does not want to do, and maybe structuring it in a way that's going to be more beneficial to that person.
Right.
Right. But planning ahead is a big part of it.
Right. And I think a lot of these things that we're saying are also important for people who are supporting. They're that one in the position where they are that caring, connected person,
mm-hmm.
to someone who is grieving.
Yeah.
That you can think, okay, maybe I can, you know, gently bring these up and talk about it with them, so I know how I can be a support to them and show up for them in the way that suits them and works
mm-hmm.
for them.
Mm-hmm. Communication is so important.
Yeah.
And again, during the holiday season, whatever holiday one might be celebrating, there's so many that happen at this time of year,
yes.
right? During this holiday season, there's an increase of community.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's opportunity there to avail oneself of participating in the support that comes from community at this time of year. Again, as we're saying, you know, it can increase suffering in many ways for a lot of different reasons, missing that person even more. So the just to acknowledge that, hey, you know what, this might be painful for me, this might be really challenging for me to know that might be coming up, so that one can prepare for the, and so that they won't be scared by or surprised by the increased emotional distress they might have.
Yeah. And for some, it might be things where they might be able to maybe start a new tradition of how they can include the memory and love of that loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're not ready at all and they maybe need to go away. And,
sure.
You know, plan something that will give them a sense of betterment.
Yes, yeah.
To get them through it.
I spoke with an individual some years ago who, you know, after their daughter died, a husband and wife decided, you know, we're skipping Christmas. We're heading south and we're not gonna have any, you know, connections with any of our friends or family for this holiday season, and we're just gonna do our own thing on our own. We're not gonna even think about it, Christmas at this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, these are hard memories to face when you are also in grief of missing that person, so. Everybody, there is no right or wrong way. The right way is to do what suits you and to be communicative about
it. To know what that is, to communicate that for sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, there is no right or wrong way. So if one finds themselves feeling the festive season, if we want to call it that, and you know, feeling the increased happy feelings that come with that, engaging in laughter, and you know, at a time of grief, one might say, "Oh, I shouldn't be having fun. I shouldn't be feeling this." You know, but by all means, you know, it's okay to have fun while you're grieving. It's okay to feel happiness while you're grieving. Grief is not a locked-in, static sort of experience.
Right.
You know, we're emotional creatures, and we're capable of quite a range of emotional expressions. And during grief, allowing ourselves to laugh when we feel like laughing, allowing ourselves to have fun when the opportunity arises, that should be part of it as well, if that works for us.
I agree.
Very interesting that the concept of bringing light into the dark time of year seems to be part of this holiday season. When you survey all of the different celebrations that happen this time of year around the world, there's this thing called the Day of Enlightenment from the Buddhist tradition that typically happens in early December.
Okay.
You know? In ancient Rome, they called it the Saturnalia, during December 17th to the 23rd, culminating in, on December 25th in ancient Rome. They called it the day of the birth of the unconquered sun, right? So, you know, December 21st being the winter solstice, it's
right.
that point when the sun now has dipped to its lowest point in the horizon, but it starts to come back up. So the days start to get longer. And people in ancient times saw that as a rebirth of the sun.
Right.
Right? So this concept of in Diwali, in the Hindu festival, in the Persian feast of Seda, I think it might be called, in January, where there's an honoring of the fire that brings warmth in the cold. And Hanukkah, where they light nine candles to bring light into the darkness to represent their faith. There's so many different traditions that have this idea of bringing fire or light or warmth into this dark time of year. So in a way, you know, it's very symbolic of the experience of getting through the dark winter, cold winter. And in some ways it reflects the journey that a person might take in grief too. They might feel in a very dark, cold place in their
right.
loss.
Yeah, and so those are those moments where if you do laugh or you're with people that make you feel good, that's those moments of light. And those help you see your way forward.
Yes, exactly. So lots of different suggestions that we've given people here. I guess something to note is that we are grieving perhaps at this time of year. It brings extra challenge to us, but we do have what we have within us to find our way through those dark times, those emotional depths that we might find ourselves sinking into. And we have a community around us, you know, never to forget that there are people who do care. And
right.
and it's important to reach out to them and let us know how we're feeling.
Yeah, be communicative and be gentle with yourself, and it will help you make your way through what can be a difficult time.
So true. Well, thank you, Laura. I think this was hopefully a very informative session for our listeners.
Yes, and thank you, Trevor, as always, sharing a lot of your knowledge. It's always so good to hear about. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.
And we wish you the best during the holiday season.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being open to learning more about death and grief. Stay tuned for more episodes by following us on Instagram or Facebook.